This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 15, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Transport Association of America, the industry trade organization for the leading U.S. airlines, joined by Airports Council International North America, has released its summer forecast and recommendations for a more enjoyable travel experience. ATA forecasts that passenger volume between June 1st and August 31st this year will be about 211.5 million people. That's down about 1% from last year. ATA President and CEO James May says planes will be about 85% full on average. While neither trade group addressed strandings, ATA does recommend you keep prescriptions, snacks, and diapers in your carry-on. The association also urges printing out boarding passes ahead of time, knowing and following TSA guidelines for liquids and carry-ons, and bringing the proper identification with you. Difficult economic times have claimed another airline. Mesa Air Group subsidiary Air Midwest will be grounded by the end of next month by soaring fuel prices. Air Midwest has been serving 16 cities in 10 states with a fleet of 19-seat Beech 1900 turboprops. The Associated Press reports some cuts in service will begin next week, and the last Air Midwest flight will be on June 30th. Mesa Air Group CEO Jonathan Ornstein observed, quote, "Unfortunately, under the current economic conditions, there was no foreseeable way to achieve sustained profitability. We are working diligently to minimize the impact this decision will have on Air Midwest's passengers and employees," unquote. Mesa purchased Air Midwest in 1991 and used it primarily on subsidized air feeder service to small cities. Earlier this year, Mesa asked the Department of Transportation to release Air Midwest from its 13 essential air service contracts, as the airline ran at a loss even with government subsidies. Airline consultant Michael Boyd notes few will likely notice the loss of Air Midwest, since its 19-seat planes often ran empty or close to it. Mesa hopes to sell or lease those 20 planes. Three people aboard a Bell 206 Jet Ranger and a fourth on the ground died Tuesday when the helicopter came down in a residential neighborhood in Cranbrook, British Columbia. The Associated Press reports the helicopter burst into flames as it skidded across a street in the community 500 miles east of Vancouver, B.C. The helicopter had been hired by a local power company for a line patrol and was transporting two employees to a work site. The death on the ground was reportedly a pedestrian. One witness observed, quote, "I don't think he even knew what hit him," unquote. Investigators are on the scene. There's no word yet on the cause. Aviation industry analysts have been scratching their heads trying to figure out how U.S. Airways and United would efficiently merge two companies which appear to be incompatible jigsaw puzzle pieces. Now, the Phoenix Business Journal reports the answer is by making big changes. The paper cites a Chicago Tribune story which quotes, say it with me now, unnamed sources close to the talks, as saying the combined carrier would be headquartered in United's home city of Chicago, eliminating U.S. Airways headquarters in Tempe, Arizona. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker would move to Chicago and head the new airline, but as many as 10,000 U.S. Airways employees in the Tempe-Phoenix area could lose their jobs, and the combined airline's hub structure would be in for realignment. U.S. Airways spokesman Morgan Durant declined to comment on what he called speculation and rumor. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. New York City faces a lawsuit over its award of a heliport franchise. Northrop Eads isn't going to let Boeing delay its groundbreaking in Alabama. And NASA prepares for another difficult landing on Mars. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is aircraft maintenance expert Mike Bush, who's launched a new company that will professionally manage the maintenance of small general aviation aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.